Blog Talk Radio.
We live right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online, and we have a young lady that harassed me about getting on the show. You know, they kept calling. She called about 50 times. No, I'm just playing. You there, young lady? How you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you calling from?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, what's the weather like there?
Bipolar, hot and cold, hot and not cold, hot and rainy.
Yeah, because I heard...
It can't decide.
I heard it can't decide what it wants to be.
Now,
you said you made the lights go off in the whole entire city. What you do?
No, I didn't. I didn't make the lights go off. But I did find out what happened. Somebody hit a electricity pole, and we was out for about 2 hours.
Oh, man. And y'all was cool. 2 hours ain't bad, you know. That ain't bad.
Yes, it is when you have a baby. But luckily, she slept. She slept for most of it.
Oh, okay. See there? They helped you out. They helped you out.
Right, but now she's up, and it's 11 o'clock here, just letting you know. She's up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, what's up? What we doing?
Mm-hmm. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Jasmine.
Okay. All right. It all sounds sort of like yours, a little bit.
Jasmine and Jasmine.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Jasmine and Jasmine.
Here they go, y'all. Here they go.
We out here popping. Me and Jasmine, we out here popping.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am actually the creator of Pardon My Audacity blog. I started that right out of college, and it's more like a artistry blog, not like a gossip column. We really highlight independent artists, singers, black-owned businesses, and things like that that kind of uplift the community.
Okay.
And that's my baby. That's my baby. That's my main thing. I'm also the partner and editor-in-chief of a new media platform called Rabbit Share.
Okay.
RABT Share. That's popping. We kind of are targeting dope millennials and kind of just trying to give them some everyday entertainment, news, just things
right.
that are just really hype on the Hot 100s and just everything
right.
like that.
Okay.
But my baby is my three-book series, my three-part series. It's called Wet. But the first book is W, and that comes out August 25th this month.
Okay.
And I'm so excited about that.
Okay, so you got three series books coming out. What's the wet about? Because, men got dirty minds. So you got to tell us about, what the wet series is about. A little bit. Give us a little bit of info.
So the whole series all together is wet, but the one that's actually coming out is W. But really it's about this young millennial. Her name is Mila Meridian. She is Atlanta PR in an upcoming firm. And she just really is very, I would say, job driven,
uh-huh.
motivated to do what she has to do. But in the meantime, she does not have time for a boyfriend.
Okay. Okay.
So what you have is W is Weston, E is Ethan, and T is Taryn. So
okay.
it stands for the three men that she's actually dating or is pursuing her. But the first one is Weston. So we kind of fall in love with who Weston is.
Right.
But then Ethan kind of sneaks in there, and he's kind of giving her the first, like, what the hell am I going to do? Because I like both of them.
Right. Okay. Okay.
It
all
is
right.
urban fiction and erotica.
Cool.
It's a mix of both.
Now, you got to remind me, when they come out, tag me in something so I can, give me a copy of that.
Well, you know I will. My trailer, I did a book promo trailer, and that's been out for a couple weeks now. It's been getting
okay.
some good feedback.
I'll have to check that out.
But I know there's another one that should be dropping before the book drops, and we're working on that now. We did some filming last week.
Okay.
I'm just trying to do some innovative things as an author.
Right. Okay. So this be your first book?
It will be my first. It's not a full novel. I wanted to actually debut a short story.
Okay.
So that's why it's a 3-part series. This is actually to get my name out there, because my first book, my first full novel, will be the first one released after Wit is out. But yes, this is my first published work, if that's what you
okay
mean.
Oh, cool. There you go. Because I know some people write books, but they don't get them published. They just have them like sitting around.
I've been writing books since I was 15. And my very first book was called Miss Hollywood. And my mama loved that book. Her friends loved that book. But I just felt like, okay, what do I know about love and sex and prostitution at 15? And then, I mean, just as a writer, what happens is you write something, then you go back, and you're
right.
Like, what was I talking about? Oh my God, I was so young. And then you just go and revamp it all over again.
You know, my daughter, she tried to write a book, and I was telling her the same thing. I was like, I forgot what it was about, but I was like, how are you going to write it? Well, she didn't start writing it. It was something
mm-hmm.
that she didn't know anything about. And I was like, are you going to do research on it? No, I'm like, okay, you don't know anything about what you're talking about, but you're going to write about it. So I was like, she's going to do some making up,
well,
make up what she think. I mean, which would have been cool.
Well,
you know.
My mom, she thought that too. But the thing is, my favorite author is Zane. And so what I would do is, I used to read and read and read, and not just erotica, but like I would just read for school. I was an English major, by the way. So I would read in school, and then I would go and I would check out my own books. And then I don't know how I found Zane, but she just put me on game. I was like, Zane, put me on game.
And, then,
and she was like, okay, Dad.
And that's the thing. I didn't think, I think by talking to her, which I hate I did, because I think I deterred her from writing it. You know what I mean? Because I really would have loved to at least try. You know what I mean? You know, try to write it.
Yeah.
So I think.
But if she's meant to write it, she'll write it. It just take her longer.
Mm-hmm. But she was so into it. And those the kind of books that she used to read at that age. You know what I mean? You know, I was like, what are you reading? You know, and then she never really let me know what she was reading. But when I started,
because you're the daddy.
Yeah, exactly. So when I seen the authors, I'm like this, you know, because I took her to the library, and she always get those, you know, erotic books, and I was like this. And I was like, let me look at one of these, and, you know, and one of the, what's his name, Eric Dickey?
Eric Jerome Dickey.
Yeah, and I I picked up one of his books, and I was like, let me see what she be reading. And I was like, oh, my God. Look, I'm like, she do not need to be reading this stuff, you know.
I think before there was even a Zane for me, I had already read Sister Soldier, The Coldest Winter Ever. I had already read Omar Tyree's Fly Girl. I just was like, I could totally do this, guys. I could totally create a bomb chick, a love interest. And they can have great sex. I really thought I could do that at 15. And I will say that Miss Hollywood is like my favorite. That's my favorite novel. Like, that is my favorite one. I never got it published, and I didn't start with that one because I felt like I wrote that when I was 15. I'm 26. There is too much to rewrite. So I might as well write, I might as well write a new book.
Right. Well, you still going to have to go back and publish that one, though. You know, just throw it out.
That's my baby.
So you say
I know it's my favorite one.
So you say part of
no, I was just saying
my audacity is about working with the up and coming. Is it artists or models or who all is that?
So it is a lifestyle blog. So I do cover a large range. I cover fashion.
Okay.
I cover independent artists, like music reviews. I actually go around to different places in Atlanta, and I have a lot of dope indie artist friends. And, like, yeah, I mean, shout out to Joy Conway and to Sergio, because those people, because I've interviewed them, they allowed me to use their music for free for my promo video.
Okay.
And they're amazing artists. And so it's like it's fashion and independent artist music, authors. I have reviewed books for authors. I mean, I sat down and I had a one-on-one conversation with Zane. I almost died. I mean, it's a large range of things, but I know one thing, that even if I report on something celebrity, I never do gossip. I'm not the one who was like, oh, source says. I'm not that person.
Right.
I'm just bringing you what's dope about this artist. Just a lot of positive vibes.
Right. Cool.
Just because it's just too much. It's too much gossip and he say, she say, and fighting and loving hip hop. And
right.
It's just too much for me.
Exactly.
I ain't with it. So
and I did
something different.
And I don't share that negativity. Like, you know, some of the stuff I read, but I don't share it on my page, you know. And sometimes the stuff don't even be
true.
Real.
You don't even know if it's true. Exactly.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah, people trying to get hits on their page, and just like they say things, or like somebody, did you know somebody was dead? Remember they were saying Bill Cosby was dead, and you know, just little stuff like
them
that.
Obituary posts. Yeah.
Right. You know, little stuff like that. People trying to get hits on their page, and since people don't read, which they know. They know the people just going to share it. They're not going to even read it or see if it's real.
Exactly. And so we don't do that. And I will say that the readership is everything. It's a slow grow because it's not for everybody, to be honest. The people who like the mess, those are the people. Those are the people that tend to not frequent as much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now what you said you had the Part of My Audacity. Now what was the other thing?
Now the other thing is we're trying to create a new media platform somewhere, something that is for millennials, like fresh, new, and that is Hot 100 in the top artists. Versus, you know, I do mine on my blog. You know, I do large artists, but not as intimate. But on Rabbit Share, we cover everybody,
right?
You know,
okay.
All the Hot 100s. We cover the Beyoncés and the Rihannas, and we talk about the Carmelo Anthonys and the Lalas. You know,
right.
We talk about all of that. We talk about what's going on with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right.
I mean, we even went out and did a Facebook Live on our Facebook page of the Black Lives Matter march in Atlanta.
Okay.
We did not go in the middle of the street. We decided to leave at that point, but we were out there. We did see everything that was going on, and we're just fun. You know, we're going to be doing things like popping up at restaurants
right. And
just doing a Rabbit Share eat. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much good food. Who doesn't want to eat it?
With your book signing, well, I know you're going to do a book signing. So have you had any set dates or anything where you know, places you're going to be?
I don't have any set dates yet, just because I don't know how the print book kind of thing is going to go yet.
Oh, okay.
Right now it's an e-book. Now, right. I do want to print some, because my mama act like any book I write, she needs to have a signed copy. And
right.
Some other radio show host was talking junk about if I didn't sign his book, hint, you. So I feel like I have to do that. Because
right.
It just seems like people want to. I think that when the book comes out, I definitely do want to do something hot, like a book release party, kind of like an album release party. I read it a little bit. I have some good music. But I don't know. I don't know where yet. Atlanta has so many dope places.
We'll try to make Jackson, Tennessee one of them. I think we're about 6 hours away. And we could do it at the
subway. And that's not far.
Yeah, we could do it at the subway store. You know, the manager at one of the subways, we could set it up for you where you could be there.
See, now I got to plug it. So now when I'm hungry and I'm passing through, you going to feed me?
Hold on now. See how people do?
I was just checking.
Yeah, no, I got
see,
you.
See, I was just checking.
I got you. As long as you take a picture with me.
Okay, great.
You take a picture with me.
I will take a picture with you. I will take a picture with you.
Cool.
Yes, and then when I become a New York best selling artist, you can be like, she was on my radio station first.
Yeah, and make sure, you know, nah, y'all be forgetting about the little people. Y'all be forgetting about us.
I'm not going to forget about the little people. I am a little people right now.
Well, you're going to you're going to remember me because you're going to be like, the radio show guy, DJ Damo, he threatened me. He did.
He lied on me at the beginning of the show. I mean, that relationship is starting out wonderful.
But you know, so you're going to release it as an ebook, and now, do they do
on August 25th?
Do they? I mean,
yep. It's going to be a lot of different places here, but Amazon is one of them.
Okay.
So be able to do that on your iPhone, your iPad, your Kindle.
Well, I will have my own personal.
All those types.
Well, I'm gonna have my own personal copy, so I'm really.
Yeah,
not,
you're gonna have your own.
You know,
your own signed book.
That's for the people to know. I'm gonna have my own personal copy. You all, so.
Yeah, he's special, y'all. He get his own copy, or I'm not gonna get the link to this to this show.
I don't need the link, people. You know. So do you actually have the book already written and you're just going to release them as, you know?
Oh, so are all three parts written?
Yeah.
No. I started writing this book when I was 8 months pregnant and I had her this February. So, no, I've only had a chance to write W.
Okay.
But I have already planned when to start writing E.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm already planned out. I'm planned out all the way to T. So I don't know what the beep is going to happen in those stories, but you know, I'm going to make it happen.
Cool, because that's what I want to know. You know, because sometimes the people already have the books, you know, ready.
Yeah.
They just gonna release it here. Then they had a release date for that one, or you know.
Mm-mm, I don't have them all written.
So you got the
Sorry,
ideas
guys.
In your head. You just holding on to
them. Yes. That's what's wrong with us writers. We crazy daydreamers. Crazy daydreamers. I'm just saying. We just crazy daydreamers. Yep. But also on partofmyaudacity.com, if you want to see how I write, what's similar to my writing, well, actually it is my writing. I used to do like bumper dump short stories on my blog where I would start a story and if they wanted me to keep writing it, they would push bump. But if they didn't, they would say dump and I would go to a whole different story. So there's a lot of different literary styles on my blog that's just me sharing a short story with my readers. So if they want to check that out, just go to partofmyaudacity.com and go to, I think it's fiction. It's a link under fiction.
Okay.
And you can definitely read some stuff. I know The Martyr Train is one. High School Crush, I believe, is another. And I even have a longer series where I got through a whole season of one and started up a second one. And that's called Trap Star's Girlfriend.
Okay.
So I got a lot of stuff on there that, you know, you can kind of see. Just got to go on and actually check it out.
No, I'm gonna have to steal your idea right there.
That's not my ideas.
Because I do short stories too. And I was like, man, do I want to keep on writing this? Or, you know, should I stop? Or are people really interested? You know what I mean? So I might have to steal your idea.
Are you okay?
You're like, no, no.
No, if you take my idea, that's fine. You just got to make sure that you're just as dope as me so that, you know, you're following like mine.
Yeah, because another thing I could do is connect it some kind of way with yours. You know what I mean? You know, since I got the idea from you. I'm gonna send you a short story and you just, like what I'm talking about. And then.
Well, I do. Because people send short stories to me and I put it on my blog.
Okay, I'm going
to
do that.
It's like a spotlight.
You know what? I'm going to do that then. I'm going to send it to you. And then we'll do it like that, and then you know, and that way I could drive
you're
traffic to
on
your website.
Do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that today, really, because I got them like you know written down. I mean, I actually have them on Facebook and Instagram. It's just you know I just got the picture of what I wrote from Facebook and put it on there, you know, screenshot stuff. But I'm going to do that. And then, you know, let your people read it. And then you can even let me know what you think.
I will. We are on. You can do that.
Cool. And I'm gonna send them to you tonight, so you can't go to sleep until you.
Oh, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
Oh yeah, that's right. You all are an hour ahead, so you're heading on to midnight right now.
Right. And I gotta be up at 5. So.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have to work early, so I can keep you up until probably 1, 2, and I'll be straight.
Okay. You lucky. I was off this whole week though, so I'm just going back. School started. Look, school start. I'm a substitute teacher.
Blessed to have
my dad.
I need one of them. I can't do that.
You heard me? I'm a substitute teacher. A substitute teacher by day.
Oh.
A erotic novelist by night. Doom doom doom. Theatrical, it works.
Well, shoot out your social networks and everything so people can check you out.
Okay. My personal Instagram is it's at author Jasmine Jackson. And it's regular Jasmine, like Princess. Jasmine Jackson. So that's author Jasmine Jackson. And then, of course, there's Pardon My Audacity with the underscore at the end.
Okay.
And then there's Wet the Series, and you can actually watch the 2-part trailer on there.
On the Pardon My Audacity.
So you just on Wet the Series.
Okay, I'm writing that down so I can check that out.
Yeah, that's Wet the Series. It is on Facebook too. So if you go to Wet the Series and hit the link in the bio, it'll take you to Facebook to YouTube, so you can see the whole video.
Okay. I'm going to check that out tonight. I'm going to be up for a minute, so I'm going to check that out.
Check that out. That'll be dope. And then, first, all of them, author Jasmine Jackson, Pardon My Audacity _, and then Wet the Series. So WETPHESERIES.
Cool. Are you on Snapchat?
I am on Snapchat. Is she gorgeous 25?
Okay, Instagram.
Instagram at author Jasmine Jackson. Oh, I already gave you those. I'm supposed to be giving you Facebook. Facebook.
What was Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook is facebook.com/ Pardon My Audacity.
Okay. Sure
that one's easy. But author Jasmine Jackson is the Instagram.
Okay.
And then, and also, there's a Wet the Series for Facebook too.
Okay. I'll make sure I go and like all these pages for you.
Yes. Make me popping for the evening.
And then also, I'm going to send you those stories, and then you can read them tonight.
I'm not reading them tonight.
The first one I'm going to send, huh?
I said, I'm not reading this tonight. I'm going to bed. We discovered that I was going to bed.
So when you get up in the morning, you could be like, let me read this dude that sent me. What he talking about?
What's he talking about?
But I actually think they're pretty good. And the few people that did read them, you know.
They're going to be good.
You know.
So. That's why I need to get over there and read them.
Yeah, I'm going to send them to you so you can check them out. Put them on your page for me. Then I'll share it on my page so people can read it.
Okay.
Any shout outs you want to give before you head out, young lady?
My business partner, Oren, that's my boy, Anquan, that's our little team for Rabbit Share. Janae Richardson for Pardon My Audacity, and just everybody that really just supports Pardon My Audacity and Rabbit Share.
Cool. Well, I appreciate
it. And me as an author.
Huh?
Oh, let me shout out my mama, because if I don't shout her out and she hear this, she going to be mad. Shout out to Tracy.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. Chokehold City. Chokehold City.
You already know.
Well, I appreciate you calling in to the radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. No problem. If you create an audio for your book, I'll play it on the radio show for you as a commercial.
Now, that may be an option. Commercial.
All right, young lady. I appreciate you calling in. Have make sure you get up on time and go to work.
I'm gonna get up.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. Be sure y'all check out her website, Pardon My Audacity, and Wet the Series. Be sure y'all check that book out that's about to come out. And I'll be sure to share it on my page and everything so people can check it out on the radio show. Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. Be sure y'all follow me on all the social networks at DAMOENT. And I hope you all check out Part of My Audacity. Y'all got to check her website out, check out some of them short stories. And be sure you check it out, because I'm going to submit some of mine to her website, so you all be able to check it out. Y'all jamming Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online, and we'll be right back after this.